The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you. Praise to you, O Christ.
Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Grace to you and peace, brothers and sisters, from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A young child stood on the bank of a river. A shallow, sloping, grassy bank leading down to a stream not more than 20 or 25 feet across. The water would move by lazily, and here, standing with their father, it really could not have been more than 6 or 8 inches deep in the middle. Surely, each stone was at least a foot across, and it did not seem that any of them could have been more than 12 or 15 inches apart. And, you know, parents and older children could easily scamper across without much effort. But for the little one, standing on the side of the bank, this was not an easy feat. Each step was as far as their little legs could carry them, and that water looks much deeper when you are only a few feet tall and you have not quite yet learned how to trust your depth perception. But this was an act of faith. There was no hand to hold, no parent, though certainly capable, was going to be wading in the water next to them. There was only the promise from a father that when this child came to the other side, mom was going to be there. It was a simple promise, but one that when the world is much bigger than you, it is easy to forget when you cannot always see mom standing on the other bank that's crowded with hikers moving back and forth. And when the little legs began to hop from stone to stone, they moved further and further away from the voice saying, "It will be okay," and closer and closer to another voice saying, "I love you and I'm here for you." So a promise that was begun on one side was fulfilled on the other. Christ was making important promises to his disciples on this evening. And in these, he was pointing them towards a very immediate future. Death is not a small divide, and the disciples were more and more fully realizing the reality of the things which were to come. They were beginning to now understand that these conversations, these everyday back and forth, asking questions and receiving gracious answers again and again and again, conversations, these were going to end. At least as long as they would keep walking on this earth and telling people of this man, they were no longer going to be able to talk with him or walk with him or laugh or cry or share a meal or anything else with him when the time came. And he knew that too. He had just had his last supper with them. He had just washed their feet. And even after telling Peter that he would deny him three times over the course of that night, he kept on talking to them, telling them about the kingdom and making a promise to them. He promised them a new home, a home with him in his Father's house. He promised that there would be a place for them where his Father was. And this is a promise that is still good today. He promised them that they had seen the Father and that they would see him again when the time came. A promise we still look forward to. And he began to promise them that there would be works done in his name even after he had left them. And for all of these things to happen, for us and for them to receive and live into the faith through which great things will be done on this earth, for us and for them to receive and live into the faith through which we will catch glimpses of him and his Father, because it is through this faith that they may come to be with us. For us and for them to receive and live into the faith by which we will be brought into the Father's house for all eternity. For us and for them to receive the faith by which we may keep God's commandments. For all these things to happen, for both for us and for them, we would all need a helper. Because when he leaves, he will not leave us desolate, orphaned, and abandoned in a world of sin, a world that does not recognize him. So he makes a promise. You will have a helper, an advocate, someone who will counsel you and shape you in your faith. A promise that when the world denies him, the truth will still be on our lips. The Son asks the Father, and the Father is pouring out the Holy Spirit. The disciples would bear witness to this days after the Lord ascended to heaven, when the festival came and the Spirit rushed into them. He promised that the Spirit would abide in them, which means that he has promised that the Spirit will abide in you. In a promise begun on one side of death, the Savior fulfills this on the other, and the Spirit comes to us. This is an ageless promise, because when each of you was baptized, it was promised that the Holy Spirit was being poured out into you. You were sealed with the cross of Christ, and you were marked with the Holy Spirit forever. And if you are 9 months, or 9 years, or 9 decades old, that promise is still there. In the lives of the whole baptized community of believers, we are still bearing witness to the pouring out of the Holy Spirit in love. The Holy Spirit is always going to be at work in you, working to bring you to faith, working to help you see that he, along with the Father and the Son, is always with you. The Son spoke so that it would always be understood that in the Holy Spirit, who comes to us in the baptismal waters, we are not abandoned to the world, but instead, we are brought into the places where we can still see God, still encounter our now risen Messiah. The Son spoke a promise that through the Spirit, because he would live, we would live. A promise begun on one side, which he is going to fulfill on the other. Do you remember the child standing on the bank of the river? It was not a voice calling from the shore, but it was the one who was crossing from one side to the other. The one who turns and says to all those he is leaving behind, "It will be okay." So hard for all of his beloved children to hear when we know that he is leaving us. But he has to make that journey and leaving us with that promise fulfilled again and again in the advocate who will come to help us. He would cross over to the far shore and call out to all those whom death had claimed, "I love you, and I'm here for you, and I'm going to bring you home." He was going to cross over what really was the great deep void. And after he left, the Holy Spirit came to us just as he promised on the one side of death, so that when it comes time for us to cross to the other, he will recognize us and he will bring us all home to be with him and the Father. Fulfilling a promise begun on one side, bringing all of us who the Spirit has been helping these many years to the place where the love of God will live in us, and we will live in that love for all eternity. Amen.